Law is Cool, episode number 2. This is a special edition of Law is Cool podcast. We have an excerpt of an interview I did with Michael Bryant, who is the Attorney General for Ontario. And he's going to share with us a few tips about how to succeed in law school. So we're here today with Michael Bryant, who is the Attorney General for Ontario. Michael Bryant, do you have any suggestions for first-year law students?
Yeah, I'd say pace yourself, firstly. Don't necessarily follow the pack, because, you know, everybody tends to do what everybody else is doing, but don't necessarily follow the pack. Don't forget that all this knowledge that you're cramming into your brain has to be spat out in a 2 to 3 hour moment in the exam. And therefore, if you don't pace yourself and you don't go in there being able to sum it up quickly and learn how to write fast and accurately, then you're going to run out of time. And a lot of people run out of time in their first year in the exams. So lastly, on the exams, the best advice I ever got was from John McCamus, professor at Osgoode. He said, think of answers on an exam as a tennis match. You just knock it back and forth. On the one hand, on the other hand, then maybe throw in a scholar or a new theory, and then get out. Get into your issues and get out. But most importantly, I'd say, take the opportunity in law school to find out what you're interested in course-wise. Take the courses that you want to take. Don't follow the pack. Take the things you're interested in. You can figure out evidence, tax, corporate, whatever, during the bar ads and during the practice. Take what you enjoy. You might actually find out that it opens up a new vista for you. And, you know, of course, if you're taking courses you enjoy, you're going to be getting better marks, which is obviously extremely important. You know, try and have fun right up until about 4 weeks before the exams, after which there's no fun to be had.
I also asked Michael Bryant about some of the things he's done as Attorney General and some of the changes to the legal field, which our listeners might be interested in. Maybe you can also share with us some of the initiatives you've done during your four-year term as Attorney General.
Sure. Firstly, we brought back the Law Commission, which is fantastic because my experience is without a Law Commission, most law reform comes from the government itself. And if the government has a monopoly over reform, that's great if you've got an activist Minister of Justice. Not so great if you don't. The other good thing about the Law Commission is it's an independent diagnosis and prescription. And by bringing back the Law Commission and permanently ensconcing it and protecting it from future hostile governments, what we've done is ensure that we always have that independent voice. I think it's important. We created a new legal profession, first time it's ever happened in this country in North America, called paralegals. They're going to be providing services that lawyers just aren't providing, going to be providing access to justice, but maybe just as importantly, they're going to be regulated, so consumers aren't going to get ripped off by people who put out their shingle calling themselves paralegals when in fact they might be hot dog vendors and nothing more. And in fact, hot dog vendors have to get licenses. Paralegals didn't. Now they both have to.
And what will be the impact of paralegals on the legal profession as a whole?
I think it's going to have a massive impact on the profession in a number of ways. One is it's going to provide. I think it's going to allow the profession to, in some regions, in some regions, particularly rural, where there's a small legal market, you're always going to have the generalist who does everything. But particularly in the larger legal markets, the bigger cities, you're going to allow for a specialization after a time of people in certain areas where you need high skills, high experience at an appropriate price. And paralegals will be providing those services that don't require the same kind of specialization. And I think in that sense, you're going to get greater access to justice and a greater focus to the profession as well.
We want to thank Michael Bryant for his time today, and we wish him all the best in his campaign for the upcoming election.